Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this spooky episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Red Skull, and whatever the fuck this is. So, it's Halloween, and we're all fucking very scared. Scared of little bastards knocking on the doors.
I was going to say the same thing. The only thing we're scared of is the doorbell. Keep going.
Mate, I'm going to get a little fuck there. Thank you. No chance. So, since it's the season... Well, you're not a horror film fan, are you?
No.
There's no point asking your favourite horror film.
No. I mean, for me, mate, I mean, I've spoke about it before on here, and they just drive me crazy because they're all the same. Like, not in terms of, you know, there's different rules, but I mean, yeah, it does nothing for me. I find them boring, quite funny. I don't get it.
Well, that's the thing with the majority of the ones that I do love watching is just because they're funny. They're hilarious. I remember when we was in school, I think we was like 12, 13, and it was the first time The Exorcist was being put onto national TV since it was released in the cinemas.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. I remember sitting up with my sister to watch it. I just laughed my head off the whole time. Blair, especially with all when she starts projectile bombing it over him.
Yeah.
Fucking quality.
It's what I said before about Jeepers Creepers. If you see someone throwing a body or something conspicuous down a well or something, you just ignore it and just fucking carry on.
Yeah, go tell someone they can do something
and
about
then
it.
Just carry on, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, for me.
I've got to take this off. I can't see anything.
Fucking hell. Well, that's the end of the Halloween special. But as a kid growing up, I enjoyed watching the Freddy Krueger films. It's like, in general, they were scary enough, like, because I was a child. But I just found them so funny. He was just comical. The one-liners he'd come out with, and then just the stupidness, his arms stretching out. And yeah, you know, the first one was the first movie role for Johnny Depp as well.
Right.
Young, pre-alcoholic, Amber Heard drama, Johnny Depp. And it's loosely based on a real life story. So,
well, a real life character.
So, not character, it was an actual person where they didn't differ on the name, which his name literally was Frederick Krueger.
It sounds German.
Yeah, I don't know where he's from, to be honest. But obviously, he wouldn't actually go into people's dreams because that's not a real thing that you can do. But he was a hypnotist. So he was a part of a circus and he would tour around and stuff. And over the years, he just built up his technique to be able to hypnotize people. And obviously, what you see when they get him to do stupid things, so they'll walk around, they'll pretending they're a duck and fucking or barking like a dog. So he started off with them things, and then gradually got more skilled with it. But basically, there was a woman that he was madly in love with, but she was like, nah, don't want anything to do with you. Fucking, you're a waste, man.
I hypnotise her then. She's mine.
So that's basically what happened. So after fucking nagging and nagging, he finally got her to come to one of the circus shows, and then obviously got picked her out of the crowd to hypnotise her. And obviously, it's going to get a little bit graphic now, so if you're a bit squirmish, tough shit. So he ended up like hypnotising her, but not blatantly doing anything in front of all the people. He essentially just got subliminally put a message in to make a meet up with him after after everyone had gone home and that. And so then he could pull her back under again. He ended up raping her numerous times and eventually killed her. So that's where the premise of, or one of the possible premises of the film come from, where essentially, because hypnotism is going into a sleep. So that's where the dream nightmares come from. And Freddy Krueger, his legend started off from there. I mean, how many films are made of that, to be fair? It's quite an ongoing saga, really.
Yeah, so, I haven't watched any of them.
Well, you've missed out, mate. Yeah. Fucking, not even Freddy versus Jason. So, Jason,
maybe. Because he crosses it off at the end, doesn't he? And he winks.
Yeah,
I watched that bag of shit as well. Jason, that's who won. Jason, because that's the only thing. When they get him down, and you're all out. Like, you got him down, kick the shit out of him, he's trying to kill you. When was the last time you had a bad dream, mate? And isn't it funny, sorry, when you're a kid, your bad dream is something so stupid.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had like an actual bad dream, but I used to have a recurring sort of a nightmare. So where I grew up, fucking Boers Green, it was like I'd be running up the road into town. And do you remember near the old mailbox, Body NIA, there used to be like this big statue thing. I don't know what it was, but I just remember it was like a big, like dirty white statue, and like people would get up and stand in between it and that. But anyway, that ended up being in the dream. But essentially, I was in the dream. I was being chased by the Kane and the Undertaker from the old WWF, and it was just, I don't know what. I remember that statue and like trying to hide in between it.
Right.
So I remember like as a kid, like going into town and just jumping up on it and walking in between like the people, whatever the fuck it was. But yeah, it was like I'd try and hide from them in that bit. And I don't know what, because I was never scared of like the Undertaker or anything as a kid. It was just, that was just the scary, like, oh shit, they're after me, like, oh, hide here. Fucking weird. But it was a nightmare. I don't know. I've not really had any nightmares. How about yourself?
No. I mean, sometimes my partner says to me, like, I'm like, shit up in the middle of the night, like when I've been Star-Lord, and I lose my breath. But I can't remember a dream or anything.
I mean, quite often I'll still have the stupid ones when. Always when you're just falling asleep and
like, you feel like you fall.
Yeah, you trip over and like you give the whole body jolts. Fucking so annoying that is, especially like when you're comfy and you startle yourself.
And you do really like you're in the middle of the bed like, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
It's not a fall.
To me, it's more likely for me to fall off the bed because even though I've got a king size, I'm always on the edge of the bed. Because the missus will either sleep in the middle or I've got the fucking dog up and down off the bed and he fucking steals the space. But even last night, I'd fucking, when he's got on the bed at one point, and I remember giggling to myself because, you know, when you see on the films or the TV programs, the tape drawing of a dead body on the floor, and it's always like the legs are separated, one knee's not bent and fucking the arms are out. I was literally like that, essentially. My arms, like, my right arm is underneath my head, like, touching the wall, essentially, because I was lying on it as well as the pillow. And then my left arm is fucking, like, tucked up. holding the blanket, because if I don't hold it when it's cold, the missus will take all of it. And because with the dog getting on, he gets on and he pulls it off me as well. And then literally, the one knee's up towards my chest, the other leg's outright, and the dog's just lying in between my legs. I'm like, there's just not enough room for this. Fucking kills it. Just, oh God, but obviously, fucking we let them do what we want. Well, what they want, don't they? Fucking. It's just mad, and it sleeps. Well, sleep and dream, mad. Also, we need sleep, but dreams. Again, reoccurring dreams.
People think they have a meaning behind them when you have a recurring dream.
Well, let's see if you can figure out any kind of meaning to this recurring dream of mine then. So, it's not even a natural place, but quite often I'll have the dream of going to this holiday destination. Let's just say it's Skegness, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to drive through a theme park, like an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
So you're driving through where people are just walking, going to the little games where you're going to fish the duck up and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Drive through all that lot. And then you're on essentially a caravan site. And then I drive along and go to this caravan lodge thing that I ended up, each time I end up staying in for a couple of days. It's not a real place. I don't know why that is a reoccurring dream, but it's quite often. Mm-hmm. It's surprising.
See, what I got from that is like the amusement park, Zombieland. So you're in the car. That's why you're in the car, the zombies. Maybe. And then you're in the caravan park because obviously it's a safe place because of the zombies. Maybe that may keep on a spooky thing.
Yeah, keeping the real topics going.
Sorry. Halloween in America looks so much... It looks good.
Well, have you not found that leading up to this Halloween, it's been sort of like more publicised?
Yeah, every year it's getting more publicised. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it looks like you want to be a part of it, as where me and you both says we don't answer our doors, where in America, people want them to knock the fucking door.
Yeah. I think it doesn't help with here, like the price of the sweets and the chocolate bars and
the naughty bastard kids as well.
Yeah, they're all dickheads and need a slap. But it is more of a family event over in America, really, isn't it? You know, the kids going out and proper trick or treating. Whereas here, it is just like if you ain't got no sweets, they're expecting a fucking pound or something.
Yeah.
So, nah, I ain't rich. Fucking, you look, it's gonna fucking. Little handful of Haribo, man. But I think it's mainly because of the price. I can't afford to spend fucking 50 quid on a load of sweets for just handing out kids that I don't know.
Yeah.
Never seen before.
Well, the last Halloween, I can't remember if it was last Halloween or the one before, me and Kai, my partner, done, got loads of stuff in for it.
Mm.
And they were smashing the Clinda Benos, loved them, couldn't get enough of it. And then I felt bad because it's obviously teenagers with a mask on.
Yeah.
And this little lad come, all dressed up, all proper, like when all hours are doing when you're a kid.
Mm.
I had nothing left for him, I had to give him a box of fingers, like a whole box of fingers.
Chocolate fingers.
Yeah. Thanks for the clarification, yeah.
Just cut someone's hand off, fucking hate that kid. Fuck it up.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the trick or treat when you was a kid though?
Once or twice, but we done it for the money.
Yeah,
tried to get some money.
I remember doing it once as a kid, back in Boys of Green, mum fucking walked with me. I think I had a black bag over me and then just a bit of makeup to be a vampire, Dracula or something. So the black bag was the game, not just a garbage kid or something. Fucking. Yeah.
You went as a rubbish bin, mate.
Yeah. Tolls are hard, you know. I had to glue the black bag back together and put it in the bin. Sewing up the holes from the arms and head.
Yeah.
it's fucking. It is. It's. This country, it's been trying to copy a lot of Americans' traditions and that, really. You know, it's. Obviously, the school things have been changing for a couple of years. It's getting more like the American high schools and that. I mean, again, they call it high school here now as well, don't they?
Yeah.
So when did that change? It was always primary and secondary school for us. Yeah. And then sixth form, which was essentially year 12 and 13, wasn't it?
Yeah, infant junior, senior as well. Yeah.
But look, now it's high school. And then they're not even proper schools now, are they? They're all academies and colleges, the class does as well. It's not, they're not there, are they? Fucking. Yeah, it's a shame. It's too hard for these kids, really. But there shouldn't be fucking big little bastards on TikTok all the time, maybe, should that?
That's it. And when you was a kid, does it? I can't remember. It seemed like ages before the next half term, but it seemed like they're smashing it over the week. The
moment. Yeah, it's like these fucking international football breaks as well. It's every other week, man. It's fucking ridiculous. Because they've got half term now for Halloween, and then I don't know if that'll be. Like, it until Christmas.
Yeah, that's it then. It's only off in 6 weeks, Christmas after.
Yeah, it's not long, is it, man? Fucking nearly there. Fucking everything's coming up now, though, isn't it? Fucking hell.
I'm finding what shit, though, innit, with the dogs.
Yeah, I do try and, desensitize my dog a little bit. I'll put the firework YouTube videos on just to try and ease him, but he's just a little pussy old anyway, you know, just to fucking... As I said the other week, another dog, a little dog barking out the window as he drives past, and he's like ready to run away. Oh, mate, chill out, man. Fucking, so yeah. But I think he should be more used to it by now because there's a lot of Indian weddings and that around Bournemouth, and they're always banging off the fireworks. So you'd expect him to be a bit more chill, but he's not. Just scared of fucking just random noises. There's not much you can do about it, sir. Just fucking. Deal with it. Hope he doesn't fucking piss in the house. Which he won't. He hasn't done, to be fair, so. Yeah. But I suppose we'll lead off of the spooky Halloween stuff then.
The scary stuff, mate.
And since we was just talking about dogs, you got a little dog fact now, ain't you?
Yeah, so Bobby was the world's oldest dog, has died at the age of 30. No, sorry, 31. Sorry, yeah, on the thing. It says 30 there, then 31. Yeah, so 31, sorry.
31 years old. Yeah. So in dog years, it's 7 times more, isn't it? So, what, 210?
Quick maths, mate. I have no idea. But, yeah, I mean, I think we... Would that make it harder, though? Because he's been in there for so long. What I'm trying to say is, so if you've had a dog that long, so when you have a dog for like 12 or 13 years, it's still, you know, 12 or 13 years, and you mourn the loss of the dog, but after 30 years, it's got to hurt.
I don't know if it would hurt as much though, because you're expecting it more, because it's like when your nan and granddad goes, because you already know that they're old, so you're expecting it, so it's not as. Even though it is, it's sad, it's emotional, but it's not, you're prepared for it, but it's like 30, that's not fucking, it's like 210 in our years, that's fucking old.
Well, to put it in perspective, he was born the 11th of May, 1992.
92. 92,
mate. So.
Same age as my missus then.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, it was... It's all right.
Sorry, you know, like, we're on about the dog, and then I just mentioned the missus. So she's not. she's not that old, man.
No, so I'm just looking at his early life. He was born as one of 4 male puppies in an outbuilding where his caretaker's family stored wood. His brothers were all buried alive.
Buried alive.
Buried alive, it's called it, after birth, due to Costa's family. That's the family that owned them.
Oh, so because they couldn't keep all
they couldn't follow. But I don't know, buried alive, I suppose, because you want to kill him, but either way.
You just give him away, wouldn't
you? Yeah, I mean.
Mad.
Yeah. So, due to the Costa's family not wanting to take care of more animals, since Bobby blended in with the wood of the shed he was born in, Costa's father did not see him. When he was collecting the puppies.
So I only saw 3 pups. I was like, nah, I ain't having this. So
because he blended, because he was dark brown coat to him. Yeah, so.
Fucking hell. Lucky little bastard.
Yeah, so apparently, he, according to the Guinness World Records, Bobby was the oldest verified living dog, as well as the oldest verified dog in history, being 30 years and 266 days. See, that's what I'm... So some say it's 31. And it's,
yeah, so it's just people rounding
up. Yeah, days, yeah. So yeah. He previously overtook a dog called Bluey, which was a female Australian cattle dog, who was 29 years and 5 months when she was euthanized. So
she was put down.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing, again, at 29, so yeah. That's still not 200 in our years. So she was put down because of old age there.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry, it's great. In honour of Bobby's 31st birthday, 100 guests were invited to celebrate the occasion, which was marked by eating meat and fish. So he was 31. Sorry, just on the wiki page I'm looking at, it's got a few.
Yeah, people
yeah.
that eat though,
don't
they?
Yeah,
so they're just cross contaminating the facts.
Yeah. So little Bobby's went to
doggy heaven,
the little rainbow bridge, and yeah. I'm sure he'd be wailing for his family.
Yeah, fucking hell. So from one old to another old then. I heard a little story the other day about on the radio. So the UK's oldest person, and so she is 114, Ethel Caterham, but yeah, Ethel, 114 years.
You don't hear any Ethels anymore, do you, mate?
Well, no, it is an old person's name, isn't it? Yeah, 114, fucking. And there was an interview, obviously, with her, and the person asked her what was her secret for living so long. And so she had 2 points to make: drink at least 1 pint of Guinness every day and don't marry until later in life. Right. So I'll do one of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, to be fair, I don't drink Guinness every day. I'd love to, fucking hell.
So when was she born then, if she was...
So born August 21st, 1909. So 19... lived through both World Wars, obviously,
yeah.
Madness, anything, fucking, yeah, survived the First World War.
Survived the Second World War.
Right, it's just a couple of years later. Oh, shit, here we go again. Fucking hell, madness.
Yeah, because she would have been a kid for the first one, then an adult for the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, you see people now, like 50, 60, and they look like they're on death door, struggling to walk.
Yeah.
And our Ethel, yeah.
But it's like back in the day, people looked older than what they were. Yeah, well, yeah.
Like when you see those high school... Like those old the high school, yeah, like 18, and then I've got, what?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the way they dress, don't present themselves, and it
does. Yeah, part of the fashion back then, where it got, yeah, just madness that was, fucking, yeah. So, yeah, 114, Edward, going strong still.
Let's see.
But she isn't the oldest person in the world. That record, currently stands.
So this is the currently oldest
person.
Yeah,
in the world. So Maria Brañas. She's a Spanish lady, and she's 116.
Yo.
So, yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to get to that age, mate. Because it's like, is it a struggle to do anything at that age?
I think because we only know of people of that age at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in another 20 years when, well, just because everyone in general is healthier, they're more fit, or gym and fucking whatever, plus because of the retirement age, you know, by the time we get into our 60s, retirement age is probably going to be 90. So you're going to have to fucking just keep going, ain't it? What I always found as well is when retiring, that's what sort of kills you, because
you start.
Unless you've got a proper hobby, something to properly do, you know, even, like, I know a lot of people that have got the money, do the golf, don't they? But for the likes of my granddad, it was fucking, as soon as he fucking retired, he was already a fucking alcoholic anyway. And then he semi-retired. So I don't know if it's still a thing, but there used to be Providence loans.
You could get
a couple hundred quid off of fucking whoever. And he used to just go around on a Friday and just collect a couple of quid of the weekly payments and just take it back to whoever. Yeah,
someone used to knock on the door.
Yeah, that's what granddad used to do, literally. Like, you know, if it was a fiver a week or something, he'd take that and go drop it off to fucking
My mum used to do that job.
It was a popular thing. That's why I'm not sure if it's still a thing, Lord.
It can't be, can it?
I suppose it got took over by the fucking payday loans and stuff. So he'd done that, and then once he'd stopped doing that, and that was it, he was literally just all day drinking and fucking everything just blew up on him then. Because he didn't have a hobby, had nothing to do. At least while he was out collecting the money, he wouldn't be drinking.
You just got to keep your mind going down, you're in a certain way.
So, yeah, I think by the time we get closer to them ages, it'll be completely different again then.
I mean, I already can't wait to retire.
I just want to win the fucking lottery. Mm. Fucking, you know, so not necessarily retire, but can just do whatever the fuck we want.
Literally.
I don't know, you think it's, you know, we're 34. Years ago, we would be classed as middle-aged men now. It's mad, ain't it?
Like, I feel it.
I know we feel it, to be fair, but, you know, when you think of 34, it's not a middle age. You know, I know when we was kids, like, middle age was 40. But technically, it's not, though, is it? Because when we was kids, it was sort of like, in your 70s, that was seen as good innings. Like, you know, you've lived a good life. But now you think it's more like in the 90s, it's sort of like, it might not be, I'm just fucking, I haven't fact-checked anything, but 90s seems like a common age to be fucking passing away now. So we've still got like another 10 years to be middle-aged. But I don't know, man, fucking, man, just the concept of getting old, eh?
Years are going quick as well, aren't they?
Well, again, like, you know, we say it every year, even this year's flown by as well, isn't it?
I think as you get older, they just feel quicker and quicker.
They do, it's because there's nothing in general, like, to look forward to, because when you're in school, I'll put it into fucking, well, I'll clarify this, when you're in school, it's like, you're always looking forward to that half term, to that summer, like, vacation and all that, and it just seemed to drag, because you was always looking forward. And, like, I remember the stupid fucking thoughts in my head, like, I can't wait until I'm 18 and
so I don't have to go to school.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, you sort of wish your life away as a kid, and then it's like, once you fucking work, and it's like, well, that's it, apart from bank holidays, which I don't really have off, being self-employed, like, but it's like, oh yeah, well, Christmas, we'll have a bit of time off for Christmas, and fucking, so because it's just the same shit day in, day out, it's like nothing changes, not even the weekends. Fucking, obviously, they go too quick. That's why I would make a point, if I had enough money, I'd just do 3 days a week. So it would be more days off than actually working, and it should be that way around. You've got to find the right balance, ain't you? So,
I think my balance would be 0 working days and 7 chill days a week. I think that's right for me. That sounds good.
Yeah, but as I say, well, where I'd want to be, it wouldn't really be hard work, though, would it? It's just, you know, if I win the lottery, I would just want to buy properties and essentially project manage of, like, doing them up and then selling them on. You know, I wouldn't really get my hands dirty.
See, we spoke about this before, but I don't understand that, because if you're... it depends on how much you win, of course. But say you win the Euro Millions, which is... you know, enough, 25 million or whatever, you would still want to do that then?
Yeah, it'd just be more higher end properties.
I wouldn't do anything like that one. I'd give it a good go of spending it on that.
Yeah, it's just because I know that fucking if I didn't do anything, I would just hit the drink all day long.
But you do hear these stories when people with the lottery just blow it straight away. Do you remember that one?
The big man.
Was that the Scottish lad?
I don't know if he was Scottish.
He won 9 million.
Yeah, he bought a load of jewellery.
Gave like a million quid for rounds and rounds just to buy a player and that.
It was like all on fucking...
Yeah, it was called a lotto lout, the Sun newspaper used to call him lotto lout.
Probably, like, I don't know. I know, like, after 3 years, it was all gone and he was back on the beans again.
How shit was that summer he was piping about, by the way?
It's serious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Best part about it was page three.
Yeah. Kids nowadays don't understand about page three, do they?
Oh, no. A lot of Nuts and Zoo magazine. Fucking. Yeah. Oh, they used to love buying it.
So is it easier now with the laptop?
Well, the that's to get
access to more stuff, mate.
You know, yeah. You know, it was a grind for us back in the day. I know we said it before, but like, you know, back on the old dial-up internet and that, MSN days, fucking waiting for just a picture to
load. Pulling on the DVDs.
Fuck, you know. VHS format. VHS. Wow. I chucked a VHS, VHS player away the other day.
Who had one of them?
So, my mum, she fucking...
Did you what?
It probably did. I didn't have a scar lead or anything fantastic, but yeah, she cleared out a load of stuff. Some of the stuff was mine, and fucking in the bags was a VHS player and an old stereo. Mm. And it was an old stereo, as in it had a CD player on the top and it had a tape player in the bottom bit as well.
Oh, separate?
No, so it was one unit, but it was only a small one. It was only 4 inches wide by 6 inches tall. But yeah, the CD player on the top, and you pressed it down and it springs up, put the CD in. And then at the bottom, you have to press the stop / eject button for the little door to open, and you just slide your cassette in and out. Fucking.
It's like what I said to you before, and then I'd like, if you was to go to a kid now, how'd you answer the phone? And obviously, me and you would do that.
Yeah, so it's the fist closed with the pinky out and the thumb out.
Kids now do that or that.
Yeah. So literally just hand out. Fucking flat object.
Yeah.
Mad.
Have you been watching Planet Earth on BBC Three?
The new one that's out?
No, sorry. BBC One, isn't it? I think it's called... Is it Planet
Earth? It's Planet Earth 3. And it will be on BBC One.
Yeah, that's the one.
I've not watched any of it yet, no.
Because it wouldn't be the same without David Attenborough. I know we've spoken about this before. Honestly, it's like, who's going to do that? Who's going to meet to the point where, because it's his voice, his tone, the way he delivers it, it's just like...
Makes you feel like he's there.
It feels like your granddad down here to an
extent. I don't know, because obviously you got Brian Cox who does the space ones.
I think it's going to be, that's a good show.
But you wouldn't want Brian Cox because...
You don't think, nah, he's got, I mean, he's you got could. He's gonna, like,
you could, but it's just getting past, hang on, he was just talking about the stars last week, and now he's talking about this fucking penguin over
just
here.
Just knowledge, mate.
But it would have to be someone like him anyway, because,
That's a good charge for it,
You wouldn't want the logs of Jeremy Clarkson, because he's fucking...
No, I don't know.
Rough voice trying to tell you about the polar bears and fucking shit.
Maybe Joe Rogan, he's got a... Kind of a nice storytelling voice.
Why don't you let us know who you'd have as David Attenborough's replacement?
Just going off the cuff it,
email us your
just started somewhere and ended up anywhere.
Email us your suggestions at realtalkingpod@gmail.com or you can always comment it on the bottom of the YouTube video, Real Talking Podcast. Or X tweet at Ash and JD. That would be quite an interesting one. It's that interesting. It'd be sad when it happens, when he does pass. There's not a great deal of people.
I only say because obviously we've been talking about time now, how fast it's got.
Mm.
He spoke about when he first went to an island, I think it was called Roy Island, where some breed of turtles go to breed, to lay the eggs.
Yeah.
And he said, when I first came here in 1953 or whenever he was, black and white, looks about 18, fuck me.
Yeah. Mental, ain't
he? Yeah. Because he's about 90, is he 90? He's of age.
Yeah, he's off.
He's done well.
He's definitely done well. Yeah. Good innings. I think he's 92 or something, kind of. Fucking. No, fair play to him. Yeah.
With that knowledge.
Yeah. Well done. Let's move on from move on from this morbidness now. Fucking hell. So last week, obviously we had our little
rants and whatever about the Misfits boxing events. So we didn't really have any time to go over our emails. And one in particular was from Kirsty. So the first email says, "Hi guys, I did tell him." So for anyone that doesn't know anyway, Kirsty asked for some advice about her new boyfriend being a bit overwhelming, a bit clingy, texting a bit too much, you know, lovey-dovey. So,
sprung.
Yeah, we gave some top-notch real talking
advice. I thought he was, mate.
Yeah. Off of that, her response was she had told him to listen to the podcast before, but he's not into podcasts. Fucking, so tell him he's a shit geezer.
No, I get it, because before we started doing the podcast, I never listened to a single one. No.
Yeah, I've been into him for a couple of years now. But I've changed a lot over the years. I remember thinking, I'm always going to listen to Radio 1, keeping up with the new hip music.
Now you're going to and Radio then, 2, mate.
No.
Is it called The Archers or something?
I don't know, mate. Fucking. but I started listening to Radio X just because Chris Moore's obviously went from Radio 1 and he made that. Then I went more on to TalkSport. And then it's pretty much from TalkSport that I went on to fucking listen to podcasts and that then. Because I was already listening to people chat shit on TalkSport, which we know that happens all the time. Fucking Jago Hara, fucking hell. This is endless. So, it was just a natural progression, really. But yeah, I barely listen to radio these days. I didn't even know Ed Sheeran had released a new album. A couple of weeks ago, weren't until fucking, I think I clicked on Spotify or something, and it was Ed Sheeran. Yeah. Listened to it once, okay. Nothing to rave on about. But anyway, Kirsty.
The prior email beforehand was about her boyfriend being clingy. It's clingy the right word. It was too much for her.
Yeah, it was. She just wasn't in the same space as him.
Yeah.
So, she told him to listen to the podcast. He's not into them. I'll keep you posted on what happens.
Right.
And I know from then, we have got an update. That's what she said. right. So, here with the updates on what went down. So, went out for a meal. And after a few drinks, I got the courage to have the chat.
Right.
The chat as well. So she was about to lay on our fucking advice to me.
Right.
I was open about our love team, but he was overwhelming me and all that. He sat there silently for a couple of minutes, and I thought he was going to cry.
Oh,
imagine if he did start crying.
What?
Just sitting there like...
You don't love me.
Felt myself turning red from the embarrassment as I tried to think of an excuse to leave or something. He then kind of huffed and said, "I thought girls wanted all this attention. What am I supposed to do then?" So he sat there, held himself back from crying, and then started to get a little bit angry. Fucking, he just gave his head a wobble. Told him to dial it in and we can still go out and that and see how things go. That ended shortly after that. He's been distant, but we're still chatting. So,
I mean,
he might have just taken the conversation in,
and then he's gone too far the other side.
Because obviously he seemed like he was being a big fucking arse, but they're still talking.
Yeah.
So, I think he's took the advice, and now he's all right. Yeah, I won't text every 5 minutes then. Wait for the conversation.
It's interesting because Izzy listened to her and was like, "Well, she don't want me to, so I'll ease off," or was he just went arsey and was just like,
"Well, since they're still talking, I imagine it was just all right, I'm trying to take on board what you're saying then." I mean, hopefully for his sake, because otherwise if he's going to fucking have that attitude, he's never going to fucking get anywhere in life, really. just keep us posted, guys. See what.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, it'd be interesting to see how this sets up to see if he.
Yeah, if he's already been out again as of by the time you listen to this, or if you're going out again, just let us know, like, how was he? Like, was he all right again? Like, is he still being fucking. Obviously, he's not texting as much and being fucking clinging, like. But, yeah, is he fucking. Is he switched on a bit now? Is he, like, all right, yeah, fucking. Being a bit more manly, as some might say, or see it. Just let us know. Let us know what the fucking sketch is. How is he now? And has he started listening to the podcast? This is what we want to know.
Because if he has listened to the podcast, that would make it awkward.
For him, yes.
Because, you told.
you
took their advice.
Yeah, but, you know, he could have always messaged us originally and asked for advice. He could still ask for advice now.
That'd be great.
Tell him how to turn it around. Well, not that it's fucking ended or anything, but, you know, give him some advice on how to be just not a nose, essentially. Don't fucking be a beg.
He's like really, like, obsessive and, like, stalkerish. But it was just...
Moffitt a new friendly Gruber. fucking... Just let us know.
Yeah.
We want to know what happens from here on out. And if he does start stalking, call the police. Thanks for that, Kirst.
Thank you.
And then we've got an email from Lauren Phillips. I think she's emailed before.
Yeah, I think she has.
Hi Ash and JD. Did you see about the man that drank 2,000 points in 200 days? So no. I saw this story. Well, I saw it floating on Lad Bible or whatever.
He drank what?
2,000 points in 200 days.
Points of lager?
Points of lager. Right,
so go on, break that down to me. So he's drank.
For 200 days straight, essentially he's drank 10 points a day for 200 days. Because I remember seeing it, I think it was with Lad Bible, that he was like a day or two away anyway. And then it was like I heard a little bit on the radio that I don't know what the geezer's name was, he's on his last day of drinking 2,000 points.
Was there a reason why he started drinking for 200 days? Or was it just a case of he just enjoyed it?
I doubt it was for a world record or anything.
I mean, imagine on tolerance after that, though.
Just doing it for the first couple of days, you'd feel a bit shit, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but
I mean, us these days. Yeah. I reckon weeks, it was not like 10 years ago or so. I could have given it a good fucking effort. I don't think it was. Let me just try and get some of the details.
This guy here.
That guy there.
First of all, his size is 24, but he looks 34.
Yeah, he looks a bit weathered. But saying that, 2,000 points might do that to you.
It looks like it, mate.
So.
What was
I'm just that? Trying to
John May what?
John May.
Spelled the American way, if I'm not mistaken.
Not wrong, I think. Drank 10 points a day, 200 days, sheer size at a task, unrelenting, crashing hangovers. I reckon after two, 3 weeks or something. Surely your body would start to get used to it.
But the hardest bit would have been those first few days when he's down the tent, woke up absolutely steaming.
Yeah.
Done it again.
I wonder what time he started in the dialogue, you know, fucking. Would it be like as soon as he's woke up, he's had to have hair in the dark?
Did he go throughout the day or was it after work, smashed it?
So,
it can't be after work.
Details on it. After spending almost £8,000, putting away 360,000 calories worth, fucking hell. So So it was a self-imposed challenge. So it wasn't for a world record or anything, then, apparently. He smashed 19 points on the last day. So he'd done an extra 9 points. What the fuck? Jesus, he looks a bit like my cousin there. Yeah, so
literally, yeah, smashed
19. So 2009 points in 200 days. Fucking. I mean, to be fair, how are you supposed to celebrate it? Like, you're not going to go for a beer,
nah,
right?
Nah. No, fucking. On the Madri, looks like on that picture there as well.
Yeah, on the Madri on that one.
That's a heavy one as well.
And not a cheap one either, is it? Nah, no,
premium, mate.
Yeah. So, yeah, I heard about him.
No, I didn't hear about him. It'd be good to find out why he did it. Like, why he
self-imposed on himself or put himself up to this task.
So, there's a quote from him. I was drinking the same amount before. It was just the normal life. And somehow, I turned it into a job. So, how the fuck can you turn into it? Don't tell me he's getting paid to do this. Jesus, man. Wouldn't really call it an incredible achievement. I'm just a drunk on the internet, he said after reflecting on his efforts. Yeah, I mean, it is alcoholic.
Yeah, I mean, 19 points, mate. What?
When
you only need to do 10.
Yeah, but 10 points a day as well. That's fucking, that's issues, that is, ain't it? I was doing football content at the time, made another video about football and... you know, surely you would if you're doing football content. And all the comments were asking for an update. In the end, I've just completely changed the content to me drinking pints, essentially. So I'm guessing he's been doing videos and stuff.
Yeah, so he's probably on TikTok Live or whatever.
He's doing his phone on. How annoying are them fucking, these NPCs and that?
Mate.
There's this one geezer, fucking, like, this, you should be able to report him because he's, like, standing fucking in this, like, outside a shop in New York or whatever, and it's just like, I'd have to shout something at him if I was walking.
And he has the pink hair down in the
Yeah,
what a fucking dick.
Proper weirdo, man.
You know, nonce. What I don't like about TikTok when they beg for the gifts.
Yeah.
They should ban that. They should have a thing where you can send them gifts if you wanted to, but they can't ask or just mention gifts or.
Yeah.
Because have you seen that Luke Bennett?
Probably.
He was know. Like, used to do that get out thing. Have you ever seen him, that?
I don't know.
Oh, mate, all he does
again, now. I probably know he's got fucking
just a few of them that just beg for the gifts, though.
Yeah.
But people send them, so it's...
I know. But it's like that Jack Jones as well. Fucking, he was doing it all, asking for fucking, well, I don't know, gold or whatever the fuck it is on there.
Oh, to be a mod?
Yeah, so people are paying him to fucking be a mod. And then he'd fucking moan about them not doing the job. So, like, I've just paid you the 10. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you're a dweeb anyway. I saw it. Ash didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
Now he's all know about the facts of it as well. Fucking.
He was 25 going on 35, though, weren't he, in the pictures?
Yeah, he looked rough as fuck.
Weathered.
Hasn't been the dentist fucking since he was like 6 years old as well. Right, so yeah, Lawrence says, also, if you could try and set a record, what would you do?
Ooh, that is a good one, actually.
So setting a record, I mean, it's you've got to try and think of what you're good at.
Yeah.
I know when I was kids, when I did play football all the time, I was good at the old keepy-ups.
Oh, that'd be a hard one, because there's loads of people that can do kick-ups.
Yeah,
have you seen the ones that can do kick-ups and they're just walking down the street and they do it for 4 hours?
You wouldn't be able to fucking try and attempt that, man.
Yeah.
It would have been more achievable when we were younger. Graft, any? Fucking. I was going to say I'd probably be able to do like a fucking fasting one. Because I've done 36 hours fasting and fucking it's still all right. But I know fucking people fast for fucking days and days, man. So that'd be quite hard, actually.
I'd like to break the record for having the best Pokemon card collection. But,
you weren't rich enough to do that,
are you? It's like physically, like what could I do physically or something along those lines? Well, that's a good one.
I think
you should try to do 11 points a day, mate.
Easy. You should already done it. I think if we was going to try and achieve something, we'd have to do, like, I don't know, find out how, what's the record for how many hours or something in a hot air balloon.
No. You know what we should try to do? Is like, you know, because we spoke about doing ghost hunts, set the record, the longest ghost hunt non-stop. Something achievable like that.
How many ghosts caught on camera?
Like, yeah, yeah.
In one stream. I bet there's no record on that.
Nah.
We're gonna, you know,
I've seen one where I think they do 48 or 72 hours. So we just smash, like, stop over there and everything.
Yeah, so.
So smash that.
Trying to do, like, a week in a fucking haunted house.
Yeah.
Just
achievable, isn't it? And obviously, yeah. I think.
Go to Asda, get some food in, fucking cook the meals for a week. Easy.
See?
Fucking.
I think that's it.
That's probably going to be the fucking one of the easier ones then. Someone's at the door. I think fucking was that was. Yeah, there's not much that we'd be able to do.
I would like to do a kind of physical one. That'd be like really challenging. Not like David Goggins, but you have people like that smash 50k runs every day. So
oh yeah, fuck that. But it's having time for stuff like that anymore. Yeah. We're real people, real day lives.
It would be nice if we get big enough to do I've seen other streamers do where they do like 24 hours live. So yeah. it'd be great to maybe like try to get the longest ever some like live podcast or whatever I've got. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, I know we haven't spoken about it, but I would like to do like a live stream as a charity fundraiser. Mm. But obviously we need more of you people to log, share, subscribe and download at home. Because obviously we'd need a bigger audience to make donations. If it was just the people at the moment and we only got like 20 quid for 6 hours for a charity. Don't get me wrong, 20 quid for a charity is still a fucking nice thing to do. But if we had a good following and a lot of fucking getting loads of donations for cancer research or whatever. If we was going to do a world record live podcast or something, then bang it as a charity thing as well. It's having the time and that. But we'd have to fucking see what records there are already.
Yeah, it needs to be achievable, doesn't it, I suppose. I mean, like, it just has to be, yeah.
Yeah, because if we've got to have a week off work to do a fucking ghost hunt tour thing.
You know what? Sorry, go on.
As I said, we've got to have the week off work.
So, the other thing that I used to think I'd love to do that is it called the Cannonball Run or the Gumball Run, where you drive from New York?
They're both the same, aren't
they? Yeah. So, I would love to get that record. That's achievable. You just need the right car with the right people.
Mm.
So that'd be a great one to do as well, because
that could be a future special.
Yeah.
Get enough money, to be honest.
You wouldn't want to rush that one, though. You'd want to, because obviously, if it's just me and you, you'd be like, in the car.
Content, though, anyway. Fucking.
No, thank you. Thank you
for that. I'm going to try and have that thing, because that's like, something else that would be achievable.
Yeah, try to push your limits and just broaden your horizon, aren't
you? Yeah. Thanks for that, Lauren.
Keep
them coming. And we've got an email from Carl. Got a question here. If you was to be a gladiator in the Roman days, what would be your weapon of choice?
Here we go.
I mean, you wouldn't want one of them malice things where it's the fucking the ball on the chain.
No, that shit, imagine
if you hit yourself. But that's the thing, because you're more likely to fucking go like that, or you twat someone with it, they fucking deflect it with a shield, and then it bounces back and it's in your fucking head.
Maybe like a spear, but the Spartans are. No, no, no.
But are you throwing it, or you
keep it just for distance. I know we could obviously dodge and... What if you had a sword? I don't want to say a sword because it just seems like the obvious.
Yeah, I'd probably go for a fucking axe, like a double-ended axe.
Or maybe a bow and arrow.
Yeah, but again, you're limited. You gotta make sure you keep that distance from who you're fighting against, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's like, if we start off, if you're quick enough to whip it.
Yeah, but we're not fucking Oliver Queen, Green Arrow, though, are we?
The Hawkeye.
Yeah, Hawkeye for the Marvel sort of fucking the comics.
No, I'm gonna go Spear. That was the.
So Spear for yeah. the fucking yeah.
Big deep
fry. I don't think it's called an axe, but you know when it's like the axe head on both swords.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
almost
yeah.
like the old bat symbol when you look at it on a stick. And I think that because you know you can.
But it's heavy though, mate.
Yeah, but you got the momentum because you're holding at the bottom. You fucking you give a little spinny spin, fucking 360, no look, fucking head's gone.
Yeah.
Hopefully theirs, not yours.
Okay. Well, I imagine is that though. Imagine that now, like watching people fight to the death.
Yeah.
What a crazy fall, actually.
Yeah, it's just extreme USA and all that, really, isn't it? Fucking, you know, what real consequences. Like, you've got to know, like, for one of you to get out, you've got to fucking kill the other one. Fucking madness.
But then even if they survived, then they like used to send like fucking tigers or something out as well. You had to like
yeah, I think if the battle was dead, they'd just let the lions and that's it. Like, this is boring, mate. Fucking open the gates.
Fucking okay, the crowd loved that as well.
Like, yeah. Could you imagine the atmosphere in the fucking the old Colosseums and that
though? Yeah, I reckon it's like VAR, and when they get like a VAR, it's like they shouldn't go their way, you know, because it goes really tense. Was really quiet.
Yeah, and then you know, you got the fucking like the thumbs up, thumbs down, or with his head
eating grapes.
Yeah, fucking. You think, Lord, they're all religious and loved watching people kill each other.
Loved it.
The fucking Catholics. Fucking
weird bunch.
I mean, I was never fucking head wetted though. Was also it was never official. Yeah, it's just mad because obviously you got that. I know we're fucking deep in a little bit again now, but yeah, you got it with fucking well, the extreme radicals of the Islam and fucking whatever else, you know, the natural terrorists.
We did just take a dark turn.
Yeah.
No, it's lit. So I'm still thinking about spears and bow and arrows, mate.
It's just what I'm getting at is that fucking like the Catholics, the Roman Catholics enjoyed watching them people kill each other and that and fucking well, obviously invaded country after country. For that sake, I'm gonna fucking come over there and kill you. And then, look, it's still a thing today, really, where, look, in the religion, it's like, nah, don't like you, so I'm gonna fucking kill you. Not just Catholic, fucking, you know, as I say.
Just a really touchy thing, isn't it? Because, you know, you're following something that was written years ago, and in a sense, it's outdated. For today's society and how today's life is because, and then you tell people this, but it's they've got to be open to it. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go down. We're not ready for that.
Yeah, we'll open all the non believers' minds one day with our religion, with the real talk. Thanks for that, Carl.
Cheers, bud.
Yeah, fucking Roman gladiators. Fucking. Yeah.
How scary would that be, though?
Well, it was just normal fucking back then, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, man.
To do, man. And plus, you know, fucking, it was either like you was in there because you was a prisoner or you was a fucking soldier.
Yeah, because they used to have it so, it used to get, so like, if I remember correctly, water system used to come into it as well, didn't it? So it used to flood a little bit.
I suppose it could flood.
Easiest way
to clean all the blood up,
I might be wrong in that, though, but I'm sure they uncovered something where,
probably had the same fucking architects as the pyramids, though, any aliens.
That's it.
fucking nice one for that, Carl, anyway. And yeah, you know what to do anyway. We say it every week. We don't like to seem like we're badgering on about fucking, you know, sharing and all that. But we do appreciate it, you know, fucking it does help as well. And we get to see who's actually interacting with us with all your emails and that. So, yeah, keep them coming. Fucking the more the merrier. And say it makes our job easier. Not that it is a job. You know, it's just
It is literally we come here. We speak about what we want to speak about, then we just wing it. But it's nice that, you know, we've said it before, like, know, validation with people actually listening and enjoying and asking us questions. And
yeah.
No, so thank you for that.
And it gives you more of an insight of what goes on in our little brains, what makes us tick.
I feel like, you know, when people on other podcasts ask questions, I feel like sometimes, you know, like, I don't believe some of them because it seems to fall into the format what they're speaking about. Does that make sense?
I suppose I probably do know that.
I think it's produced to ask, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it probably is because they've got the producer that looks at the emails and then they'll be like, all right, yeah, I can tie into this question from this like email that. So let's have this topic so we can come on to it. I don't know, we'll find out when we get a producer, if we ever do. Otherwise, it's just all fucking us. Real.
Yeah, real waiting for that first guest.
Yeah. Again, yeah, if he's right there and you want to come on, fucking let us know. Load in those DMs. RealTalkingPod@gmail.com. On the YouTubes, Real Talking Podcast, and X, Twitter, at Ash and JD. So, yeah, I think on that note, we'll end it there, and we'll see you next week. Peace.